My wife and I lived in New York for several years, and I worked in Manhattan. My daily train commute into and out of Grand Central Station always involved navigating in, around, through, and often over panhandlers begging for money. I know this can be a touchy issue, but one day I overheard two friends debating it. Why do you give money to them? They're only going to use it to buy more drugs, one of my friends said in a belligerent tone. My other friend responded in a surprising way. I'm not giving it for them. I'm giving it for me. The theme for this meditation from Matthew chapter 6 is God's reward of love. Being aware not only of our giving, but our motivations in giving. Seeking recognition and reward of the world, or God's reward in giving out of love. So no matter whether dawn or dusk, this contemplative meditation is a secret retreat for you to leave behind the motivations of the world and pursue God's reward, often awarded in private. You can't rest without God, so begin by becoming aware of God resting within you as you breathe, allowing your eyes to move from open into a soft gaze to closed as you center on God's reward, centering on this place of humility, this time of modesty, and this singular moment becoming an eternal spring of love through God, Spirit and Son. Continue by responding now to this passage from John chapter 7. As I lead us, just respond softly and simply, God's reward of love. He who believes in me, as the scripture has said, from his innermost being will flow continually rivers of living water. God's reward of love. He who adheres to me, from his innermost being will flow continually rivers of living water. God's reward of love. He who trusts in me, from his innermost being will flow continually rivers of living water. God's reward of love. And he who relies on me, as the scripture has said, from his innermost being will flow continually rivers of living water. God's reward of love. Continue now breathing. With each breath, begin to paraphrase these words to become your own in true divine contemplation, reflecting as you whisper thoughts of God's reward of love. What are your initial thoughts when you see a panhandler, a beggar at the corner or in traffic? Well, continue in this moment as you scan your body from head to toe, considering your thoughts. And what is the source of your reaction? What is the Holy Spirit bringing into focus right now? How do you feel as you face your own brokenness, as you face your motivations? Don't feel guilt or shame by what you begin to see. Just simply experience it for now. So what are your motivations and emotions around giving to someone in need? Become more aware of those feelings. And center now on the Holy Spirit, transforming your mind and motivations to those of Christ. Center on the response of Christ to those in need. Center on His reward for loving those in need. Center too on your breathing. Let each full deep breath fill you with the love of God. And with each exhale, push away thoughts of bitterness or resentment. Thoughts of indifference may still float by, but rather than ignoring, celebrate those thoughts as reminders to embrace the way of love, remembering and whispering the sacred words, God's reward for love. Whisper those for several more moments. Continue as you surround yourself with God's Word. This the first of three scripture readings. Listen carefully to this letter written by the Apostle Matthew. He wrote from a decidedly Jewish perspective to Jews who had felt deserted by a Messiah yet to come. Jews begging for help. Do you ever feel as though God has deserted you or that He sits in silence in the face of your own needs? Well, imagine these words being written to you. Apply each word to your own life from Matthew through the Holy Spirit from Matthew chapter 6 verses 3 and 4 from the New Living Translation. Now, my dear friend in need, my friend longing for help, when you give to someone in need, don't let your left hand know what your right hand is doing, but give your gifts in private, and your Father, who sees everything, will reward you. What affections of yours were stirred by the Holy Spirit? Listen once more from Holy Scripture. But when you give to someone in need, don't let your left hand know what your right hand is doing. Give your gifts in private, and your Father, who sees everything, will reward you. Where do you feel the Holy Spirit leading you through these words? Well, be mindful of your breathing as you take this next minute and contemplate your own needs and the needs of others that you may encounter. What are your motivations in asking and giving help to others? Allow this second expanded divine reading, this time from the Christian Standard Bible, to be heard as a prayer from you to the Lord. Take these words and make them your own, reflecting on following the way of God's love. Dear Lord God, help me to be mindful always of whenever I give to the poor, to not sound a trumpet before me, as the hypocrites do in the synagogues and on the streets, to be applauded by people. I know they will have their reward. But when I give to the poor, don't let my left hand know what my right hand is doing, so that my giving may be in secret, and you, my Father, who sees in secret, will reward me in your way and in your time. I pray this in the name and the love of Jesus, my Savior and Lord. Amen. So for the next minute, let these words become yours in a whispered time of secret prayer, a prayer in your words, in your time, and in reward from your God. Listen to this passage now a third time, less for words and more for how you experience them. What do you taste, smell, hear, and see in this passage from the contemporary English version? When you do good deeds, don't try to show them off. If you do, you won't get a reward from your Father in heaven. When you do give to the poor, don't blow a loud horn. That's what show-offs do in the meeting places and on the street corners, because they're always looking for praise. I can assure you that they already have their reward. But when you give to the poor, don't let anyone know about it. Then your gift will be given in secret. Your Father knows what is done in secret, and He will reward you. What did you encounter in this passage? What moved you? And how are you applying it to your own motivations? While resting in imaginative contemplation, wander back through the gates of the Jewish temple in Jerusalem during Matthew's day. You would have been well accustomed to the poor beggars mentioned in this passage. See them as you navigate into the inner courts of the temple. Do you look at them? Or do you look away, trying to tune out their cries for help? Well, as you're navigating, I want you to stop and give to one of them. How do you feel? Does anyone see you give? What does that do to your heart? Well, take this minute as a time of contemplation and perhaps confession, converting the thoughts of those early temple goers to thoughts of yours today, your thoughts seeing the poor in need, and your motivations in giving or not giving. Imagine your life if only following the way of God's love. Stay here for a while longer, centering on the sacred words, the reward of God's love. Words to guide you through times of despair and heartbreak. It surely won't take you long for you to encounter someone poor in need. So decide now how you might engage with them. Who might you help and why? I challenge you to give in secret today. As my friend said, give not for them, but give for you. And after giving, contemplate how do you feel following God's way of love and receiving His reward. Ponder that. And when you're ready, whether at dawn or dusk, move with expectation for moments to help others. Mindful of your motivation to give not for earthly recognition, but divine gratitude. For it will be then and there that you will encounter the reward of God. Let me pray this closing benediction over you, that you remember that when you give to someone in need, don't let your left hand know what your right hand is doing, but rather give your gifts in private, and your Father, who sees everything, will reward you. Now may the humility of Christ, the reward of the Father, the guidance of the Spirit, and an encounter with God be with you now and always. Amen.